107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got an amazing home and leisure show that is fast approaching. And of course, Melissa Shank has all the details. Melissa, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh my gosh, Jamie, I always say when I'm here, it's just like the good old days, right?
Well, we're going to be talking about the good old days. We are celebrating, CJCS is celebrating its 100th anniversary, but we got something fabulous at 40 that's fast approaching.
That's what I say. We're fabulous at 40. You and I are 40, aren't we,
Jamie? Yeah, of course, yes, absolutely.
And we're fabulous. But the Stratford Home and Leisure Show indeed is celebrating its 40th anniversary. If you can believe it, how time flies. And yeah, 40 years, and it's bigger and better. So if you were there last year, you'll remember we were in the community hall, which was a big show, but it's blasted through the walls, and we're now into the arena like the good old days. If you recall, the shows that were larger, you go through, you know, one door to get into the arena. So that's why it's a little bit later this year. If you want to have it in the arena, that means you got to have the ice out. That means you have to go a little bit later. So and it was also the way Easter fell this year too, right? So last year it was a little bit earlier in March, and we're going into April 13th, 14th. But it's okay. The weather's, you know, it's been a weird weather.
No matter what the weather, it's going to be a fantastic show.
Absolutely it is. I hope it rains all weekend long. Inside.
So let's remind folks, it's the Stratford Home and Leisure Show. So what's it all about?
Yes. So of course you have your home capacity there. You've got everything to do with the construction of your home, with the renovation of your home, with the windows of your home, the doors of your home, the awnings, the eaves, the everything. But I will tell you, we have some amazing leisure people that will be there. Do I call them leisure, or do I just people that you might not normally think, hey, they're going to be there. There's food for sale there. We've got, of course, Richard Kneider, our friend, is going to be there with selling his ice cream. But we have also, like, the best little pork shop is there, for example.
Nice.
We've got, so definitely come, because there is something for everyone. And I will say, I'm super excited. Some of my favorite booths, like there's one that's, I don't know if you've ever been there before. There's one that sells these insoles, and I get them every year.
Okay.
It feels like you're walking on a cloud. I'm no joke. And I put in a lot of, you know, miles,
or yes,
a
yes,
lot of
yes.
steps at that show on a mm-hmm. cement floor.
Sure.
And it makes all the difference. But we have a lot of health care type booths as well. Just very different things that, you know, every time I go, there's something I go, oh, I didn't know this existed.
Something new.
I didn't
something,
know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am always pleasantly surprised as to what I find.
Mm.
So there are things that definitely you're walking through the show that you would maybe want to make an appointment with someone for them to come to see your house. But then there are also those points of sales, like right there on the spot, that you could walk away with something as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to mention while I'm thinking about it is, you know, I always look at this as it's a show for everyone. It doesn't matter what the age you are. You could have a need, you know, a reno or something that you're thinking, an improvement you want to do in your home, or you're going out with a family. And the one thing I love, I'll say from the Perth Huron Builders Association side of things, is that it's really important for us to expose young people to the trades, to the options. It's not just about carpentry. It's not just about being an electrician or a plumber. There's HVAC. There's so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But our school systems, both Catholic and public, have two separate booths, and they are hands-on, amazing adventures. I call them adventures, but amazing activities.
Yeah.
Families come out with armfuls of things that they have actually made there. You'll sit there, and your young person will have constructed something on the spot. Their students just do such an amazing job mentoring the, you know, younger generation of the possibilities of, hey, this is what, you know, it takes to do this, or what you can create. So creativity is really at an all-time high as well.
It's going to be a huge weekend. Again, it's the 40th show, the 40th anniversary with Stratford Home and Leisure Show. It's again for Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th. And admission is just $6 and 12 and under for free.
Absolutely. So and then there's something for everyone. And, you know, on the way out, I always love to have Brian will be there with the party supply company, with the jumpy castles. And so again, come out. You've got rambunctious young kids. They will be tired when they leave.
But bigger and better than ever, as you mentioned, for this year, which is great.
Yes.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it was a big goal, you know, for me personally. Again, with a 40th anniversary, I wanted to bust through the walls and go back to the way things were. And we have. We really have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great show. And every day, you know, as we were booking exhibitors, every day I get another phone call. Do you have room? Do you have room for us?
Mm-hmm.
Can we exhibit? So a lot of exciting things happening.
Great. And here's the website, StratfordHomeLeisureShow.com. We'll share the details on our socials. And again, it's for April 3rd. 13th and 14th. You can make a weekend of it at the Stratford Rotary Complex. And again, shout out for Perth Huron Builders Association and Rotary Club of Stratford, too, that help
yes,
out with this.
Yes, all the money that is raised for that, it all goes back into the community. Wow. So, yes.
You gotta like that. So, that is the Home and Leisure Show. But let's segue into a conversation about our CJCS 100th and Melissa Shank. You are very much a part of the CJCS story.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be honest. This is where, when I was a kid, this is how far it goes back. Okay. Here's a good story for you. You remember when we used to do the I Love My Gallery auction?
Yes, with Gallery Stratford, yeah.
Yes. So before I was in radio, I used to listen to that on the radio, and I would think, what's it like being on the radio? and there would always be that one auction item that you could bid on that would be to co-host with the morning show.
Right, yes, host, yes, right? Yes, yes.
And I would want that so badly, and with my little allowance, I would be outbid by the MP or the local MPP in a heartbeat. So I never got that opportunity. So then, fast forward, went into radio, went into television, went into the media, as you will. But then when we were here, I used to think about that experience and thought, you kind of have to try it before you commit to it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like taste it before you buy it kind of thing. And so that's why we thought back then, why don't we have the Little Mix Broadcasting Fantasy Camp for kids?
Okay.
And we ran that camp. I remember, yeah.
Folks might not remember this. So it's a Little Mic's sort of broadcasting camp that you used to run.
Yes. Yeah. And if you go back, we used to have sponsors like Family and Company, for instance. So the whole idea was it was a 3-day camp, and we would break the camp down into all the facets of radio. So everything from commercials, storytelling, stop sets, picking music, you name it, it was all part of it, right? And then you would piece that together. You would do interviews with sponsors. We would go out in the community to then build a show, a one-hour broadcast show. And we would do this on the Saturday, so mums and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles could all listen. And it was magical. Mm-hmm. I will say that was magical. And we have had so many. I feel old now. I know why CGCS is 100, because now the kids that have been in that have their own kids. And then they will, see me, let's say, at the home show. I know some of them will be there. Melissa, do you remember a little? Yes, I remember. I'm like, you have a what? A 7, a 10, a 12-year-old? What? It's so. But I will say a lot of those people, they did embark into a career in media at one point because of that, which then just validates to me the whole reason co-ops and apprenticeships and those hands-on experiences are so valuable and so important in our school system.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? Again, the Little Mics, and with Melissa Shank, with you, very much part of the CJCS story. Do you remember roughly what years we're talking about here at the station?
Okay, so if you go back, I was here before Eddie Matthews started, because I can remember, there's a funny story. I remember one summer, I forgot something. Remember when we used to do dragon boating?
Dragon boating, so of course, as a CJCS team. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and so I forgot something, came back in, and here's this gentleman trying to get in the back door, and I was like, who are you, and what do you want to, what are you trying to do here? He goes, well, I'm the new program director. Oh, okay.
Well, I should have kept the doors locked.
So it was just before, it would have been a couple years before Eddie was in, but at that point, I think I was the community cruiser reporter and just going on air, and then was on air for a few years and then transitioned into sales as well. So it was a journey and an adventure, to say the least. Yeah, it was such a great experience.
And Steve Ray was the GM, I imagine, through that time.
Yes. It was Radio Inc. all the way. And, that was the time when we were doing community theater, we were dragon boating, there was always something.
Oh, yeah.
And just driving that Jeep everywhere. I just remember. But what the thing too is, the Jeep, I was always the one that would get on everybody. Like, I'm a neat freak, and somebody would take the Jeep out for maybe they go get fast food or something. I'd get so upset because the car would be stinky or smelly and I'd have to go to another event. And I would be like, who wrecked my car? Like, I took ownership. Like, yes, it was my vehicle, of course.
No,
right?
That's radio. That's behind the scenes of radio.
I would clean it and everything. It was like, who was in my vehicle?
It's like whoever's in the studio before you or after you.
Exactly. Keep it the way you found it, please.
Oh, my gosh. Great stories, great memories with Melissa Shank. Thank you so much for sharing that, Melissa, and being part of our CJCS 100th. And, gosh, we've got the Stratford Home and Leisure Show coming up for the weekend of Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th. Again, we'll pass along all the details. Is there anything about the Home and Leisure Show we left off, or we'll just see you out that weekend?
Oh, we will see you that weekend. I'm just, you're talking, Jamie, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, the days you and I used to share an office as well, right?
Right, yes.
And I would come off the, how did that work? No, mornings or afternoons or something. Yes, it was like afternoon. I'd finish there, and then you did the evenings.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
then would sign off. And yeah, it's yeah. just, what a trip down memory lane. Oh, my goodness.
Lots of great memories. And it's all about community right there.
It is, 100%.
Melissa Shank. Thanks, Melissa, and great success with the Home and Leisure Show coming up.
Thanks so much, Jamie.